on trans and intersex issues with accuracy, dignity and respect.
Podcast edition, and therefore, sorry, no music.
Change the narrative rather than combat the narrative.
But I know who I am. Took me 20 years to get here. I'm not going to let some idiot senator destroy that.
3CR Community Radio.
Our stories are best told when we are the ones telling them. It helps combat the perpetuation of stereotypes, misinformation, and lies.
I discovered in the face of overwhelming prejudice and persecution an incredible strength through being fiercely fabulous.
Welcome to Queering the Air, Sundays from 3 to 4 on 3CR. 3CR is proud to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, traditional owners of the land from which we transmit people-powered radio. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land.
Oh yes, it's a very special show. Is it not? Is it not?
I'm not sure if you've heard.
No, I mean, you know, it's very subtle. The difference is very, very subtle. I don't know if you can tell.
Radiothon!
On Queering the Air.
There's a
Radiothon.
There's a slight change.
It's something different.
Radiothon.
Only slightly different.
On Queering the Air.
Radiothon.
On Queering the Air.
Radiothon.
Yes.
On Queering the Air.
Yeah.
Radiothon.
See if you can spot it.
Oh, it's the chicken.
That's the Radiothon chicken, the 3CR Radiothon chicken. You see, on page 22 of the 3CR Radiothon Guide for Programmers, which most people are missing, page 22, right, it talks all about the 3CR Radiothon chicken. So when you listen for the chicken, that's when you know that it's a Radiothon show.
Oh.
I see, I missed everything except for that page.
Yeah.
I knew that the chicken was going to be there.
Yeah. Well, I explained it to you. I try to support my team.
Oh, is that what you were doing?
Trying. I was trying to support my team. I did say trying.
Doing your best. That's all you can do.
There's not much, though, is it?
Oh.
Now, what is it? What do you think the key change is? It's like it's subtle.
I have a feeling
that
it might be Radiothon.
Ah, yes, the 3CR Radiothon, where you can donate, and please do, by ringing up 03-9419-8377 and nominating, please nominate, Queering the Air as your show that you wish to donate against, because we either meet our target or we're sent to the queer gulag.
Yum.
Yeah.
Delicious. Isn't that a type of soup, gulag?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, don't donate. Don't provide any donations. We all want to go to the queer gulag.
Get him off the air.
It sounds hot, doesn't it? Really?
Well, that's because it's coming out of my mouth.
Yes. So it is, as I say, it is...
Radiothon!
Yes. So please donate. Now, you know, why would one donate? I think one is to avoid giving money to the tax man. Why give money to the tax man? And it's normally a man. You know, let's face it, when it comes to tax.
Tax man.
Yeah, etc. Basically, why give the money to the tax office when they could instead give the money to 3CR? Because any donation over $5, I think it's actually over $2, but I'll say $5. Oh, no, I'm getting the two figure. Any donation after, not that two figure, that's rude. A donation of $2 or more, see the insolence I have to put up around here, is tax deductible, which means it goes to us instead of the, that's your cue.
Tax man.
Thank you, Atlas. Thank you, Atlas. All right. So thank you, Atlas. Thank you, Atlas.
You're welcome.
As this is the podcast version, this music is not part of the recording. So you can donate to 3CR via calling us right now on 03-9419-8377.
Do they have to call? Is there a...
And, you know, I have no idea about the video clip for this song. I've been asked if I can describe it. Do you know the video clip for this song?
No, I know this song from Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, okay.
Oh. And I Live Under a Rock. I don't know this song.
You know that song.
No.
Oh, okay. Hold on. That sucks to be you.
Forever and always.
Now you know it.
So can anyone suggest perhaps a reason why, apart from dodging the tax person, which I would have to say is a rather virtuous reason, why one might wish to donate to 3CR's Radiothon?
Well, this show runs on community power, and without your support, we can't stay on air.
Yes, exactly.
So if you believe in the importance of queer voices on radio, now is the time to step up.
Thank you. That's a beautiful sentiment.
It's my little speech, my little spiel.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Atlas?
Oh.
You're normally full of opinions.
Am I?
No, not really.
No, not really. Not really at all. So why would you donate to us? You would donate to us if you would like to continue to hear Madison say meow, 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 meow on a weekly basis.
Yes, well, we're about to hear that now. You're absolutely right. Yes.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 meow. You've started joining in. Don't stop. Meow, 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 meow,
meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow.
The first thing that we've got coming up is a brand new event, as far as I'm aware.
Yes.
They call themselves Inner Southside Queers.
Yes.
And they will be meeting at the St Kilda Botanical Gardens at 12 p.m. at 11 Herbert Street, St Kilda, on the 29th of June, which I believe is next weekend.
That is excellent.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think it's really important that... I believe what they're trying to do is establish a bit of a movement as well, a bit of a social movement of community support.
Hugely, especially in the southeast. I think a lot of us northsiders will definitely joke about how straight and monogamous it tends to be down in the southeast.
Hey, so, I live in St Kilda. I can confirm it.
Yeah, 100%.
I did not know the word homonormative until somebody used it to explain to me the phenomena I was experiencing having recently moved to St Kilda. Yeah,
100%. So I think that...
Homonormativity.
Yeah.
What is homonormativity?
Think heteronormativity, except it's okay to be gay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
What it says on the box, I guess.
Yeah, yes. Pretty much right on the label.
That's what it means. Meow, 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 meow. That's what it means. Meow, 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 meow. Yeah. What else, Atlas?
What else have we got going on? We also have, there is a focus on, I believe, Chinese cinema that is happening.
Yes.
At ACME.
Chinese queer cinema.
Chinese queer cinema. Apologies, yes. Very specifically queer.
No apologies, it was a question.
Yes, queer, yes.
Lovely.
And that's happening at Fed Square in Flinders Street, Melbourne, Victoria. That is happening on Thursday, June 19th, Friday, June
20th,
Saturday, June 21st, Sunday, June 22nd,
and
Monday, June 23rd,
and
Thursday, June 26th,
and then
Thursday, June 26th,
and then
Saturday, June 28th,
and then
Sunday, June 29th,
and then
Thursday, July 3rd,
and then
Friday, July 4th,
and then
Saturday, July 5th,
and then
Sunday, July 6th,
and then
Monday, July 7th,
and then
we're done.
And then we go home because it's finished.
And what year was that?
In the year of our Lord 2025, I assume.
Yes, correct.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. But yes, this particular event focuses on queer Chinese cinema.
Yes.
They describe it as a diverse selection of films from mainland China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and the broader Chinese-speaking diaspora.
Yeah, cool.
Intertwining language, emotion, and identity.
Lovely. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yes.
Yeah. I particularly like the intersection nature of it, because I've certainly been to queer film festivals. I've certainly been to film festivals that are celebrating, you know, film that happens somewhere within the Asia region.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I've been to a queer Chinese festival.
No.
Film festival.
Not myself either. Yeah. So I think it should be really interesting, and it looks like there's quite a few good films on. So if you're up for it, go catch one.
Yeah.
Broaden those horizons.
Or watch a film.
Yeah.
Yucka.
Oh, my goodness.
And have we got anything else?
Yeah, I want to invite all my pals to Beers for Queers.
You don't have any.
On Saturday. Well, rude. Not untrue, but rude.
It's not true at all. I'm your friend.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'd like to invite you, Madison.
I'm coming.
Right now.
I will also. I will also follow you to Beers for Queers. Radiothon.
Keep us on air. Quality content.
Keep 3CR on air. What the pace we're at, we'll be off it.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll find a way back on.
Donate if you want us to get out of here.
So, Beers for Queers.
Beers for Queers. It's at the Fox Hotel in Collingwood. And this month, it's a very sporty party. So
what does that mean?
I will be watching. I think it's just hopefully people in Lycra just jiggling
and
around.
And short shorts, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come find out.
You know what's also happening?
What's happening?
Radiothon!
On Queering the Air.
Radiothon!
On Queering the Air.
Radiothon!
On Queering the
Radiothon.
Air. On Queering the Air.
Radiothon.
On Queering the Air.
Radiothon.
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 It's Radiothon.
It's Radiothon, everyone. 03-9419-83777. Actually, I shouldn't do the reverb thing, should I?
Because no, it's too many sevens.
Too many sevens. I'll do it again. 03-9419-83777.
Stop,
no. Well, now we've got to do it again. 03-94. I'm watching you, Atlas. 03-9419. Don't look at me like that. 9-8-3-7-7. Oh, thank God. All right. We managed to do it. Yes, because, you know, again, 3CR does rely seriously on subscribers. It's not like we have some sort of lovely government agency or the like that gives us the funds that we need to keep running. Such a beast does not exist. And so we heavily rely on the support and solidarity of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And one way that we do ask for listeners to demonstrate that solidarity is to donate at Radiothon. Donate when?
When?
Radiothon!
Donate at Radiothon.
When's that?
That's now.
What's now?
What's now? Now, see this now?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And now, and see now? Well, what was now is now then. I hope that helps.
My mind's blown.
Okay, now time for our first fun activity.
Thank God.
Fun activities, everyone, because it's Radiothon, and it's time for...
And now it's time for...
And now it's time for...
And in the air.
Radiothon. Slay the biggest.
Yes, it's the chicken. So we know it's Radiothon because it's a Radiothon chicken.
Is that Slay the Bigot?
Slay the Bigot.
Yeah,
love it.
So what I'm going to do is we're going to play little clippets of people, little clippets of bigots. They might not be bigots. I think they're bigots. For those who don't have a sense of humour, this is an opinion. It's an opinion. It's opinion. It's not a solid core of matter wrapped around, you know, a load of particles of facts. It is an opinion.
Thank you.
All right. So I will be playing certain people that I think, they're not bigoted.
Right? Are you just playing clips of Oscar?
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oscar and his bigoted views on cisgendered straight people, yes.
Yes,
they're all right.
And then, firstly, get you to guess who they are.
Right? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to fail at this.
Yeah.
But, I live under a rock, Madison.
But also, and I think, you know, in some cases they say who they are, but anyway. And then get you to respond with a 90-second response. We want it to, we don't want to be kicked off the air, but it would be really nice if there was some spice to it. And, you know, we'll basically just between us maybe, you know, agree as to who had the spiciest and most clever retort.
Oh, it's always going to be you, Madison.
No, I'm not doing it.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Well, then we're screwed.
It's just the two of you.
It's Atlas, then.
I doubt that highly.
Pressure's on.
All right. So the first one is...
Yeah, there it is, the gay bomb. Look it up for yourself. I mean, this is what... What do you think tap water is? It's a gay bomb, baby. And I'm not saying people didn't naturally have homosexual feelings. I'm not even getting into it, quite frankly. I mean, give me a break. You think I am like, oh, shocked by it, so I'm up here bashing it because I don't like gay people? I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Do you understand that?
So... A very, very normal point of view from a stable genius.
Yeah, very normal.
Alex Jones. I'll just play it again.
Yeah, there it is, the gay bomb. Look it up for yourself. I mean, this is what they're... What do you think
stable
tap water is? It's
genius.
A gay bomb, baby. And I'm not saying people didn't naturally have homosexual feelings. I'm not even getting into it, quite frankly. I mean, give me a break. You think I am like, oh, shocked by it, so I'm up here bashing it because I don't like gay people? I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Do you understand that?
Yes. So they don't like putting chemicals into the water that turn the frogs gay. Atlas, your response with a starting from now.
Oh, a gay bomb. Isn't that just like using water? To, you know, clear some passages. I think you might be right on there with the water turning the frogs gay if they're douching with it.
Yeah. If they do stuff like that with it,
yeah,
absolutely.
100%. Also, like, maybe calm down, bro. Like, take a chill pill. Maybe, you know, take some substances. I'm not going to judge.
I think he is taking substances.
Yeah, I think he needs to take the opposite kind.
You know, he sells a lot of supplements.
Stop taking those. That's too much testosterone. It's turning into estrogen, mate.
Yeah.
You need to... stick to water.
Yes.
It's not going to turn you gay.
That's the substance.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be 90 seconds. You can tell me when you're finished.
I'm done.
You're done? That's a shame, because if we just wait till halfway and just wait the... Come on, hurry up.
Come on, what?
Just wait. There we go. It's not going to happen. No. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now, it's your turn, Oscar. Your time starts now.
Oh, my God, the chicken. Okay. Look, I want chemicals in my waters to turn me gay, because holy dooly. What? I'm getting a look.
No, you're already gay, mate.
Yeah, but one could be gayer.
I don't think you could be.
I love how red his face gets as he's screaming about turning the frickin' frogs gay.
Turn the frickin' frogs gay!
And the remixes?
Oh, you heard
the remixes?
Yes, yes. They frequent YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube shorts, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Anything else?
Look, head empty, no thoughts.
Empty, no...
Just laughs from me.
Head empty, no thoughts. A little bit like our guest spot. Mr. Alex, yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that was fun. We got a few more of these.
Cool.
Now, this one is, you've got extra treat here. An extra treat here is three people involved. Ooh. So you can choose who you want to talk about. So there is Liz Hayes, who is a Channel 9 journalist. You've got Scott Morrison, and you have Anthony Albanese. And this was during...
Oh, little Anthony Albanese.
This was during the election debates of the previous election, not the ones we just had. Yes.
Quick question to both of you. In a sentence, how do you define a woman, Mr. Albanese?
An adult female.
An adult female.
Yeah.
Mr. Morrison?
Yes, I'm adult, a member of the female sex.
Because there's been a degree of confusion around that issue, so good to get your clarity on
Not
that.
Not confused at all. I don't think it's confusing.
Well, that's good to hear.
Your time, Atlas, starts now.
Don't think it's confusing. I think you are confused, mate. Like, it sounds like you're very confused about what a female might be. Yes. It's kind of like being asked, what's a biscuit? And you're like, oh, it's this cookie right here.
Yes.
Is it like that? I don't know. It's like, you're like, oh, what is a cookie? Oh, it's a biscuit.
Yeah.
Like, could you go into the ingredients maybe? Like, some hormones even, you know?
Yeah.
Some thoughts, anything. Anything beyond just like, oh, woman mean female.
Yeah, yeah.
Woman mean female, mate, yeah.
Woman mean female.
Like, what's a female then? Yeah. That's what I got for you.
You're done?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Lovely. Oscar, now it's your turn.
Huh. Human mean, woman mean female. I think I'm going to take the opposing view here because woman can be whatever woman decided to be.
Yes.
Exactly, yeah.
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 Right. Not last talking time. About hormones. We're not talking about any of that. If you identify as woman, you are woman, that is woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Why is it even a conversation that people are having?
Yeah.
Like I understand. Stand, but why?
What does it matter?
And also, you know, if I wanted an answer to that question, the person I would ask is a man in power.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. A white, cis male in power is definitely where you should get all of your information on women from.
Just remembering Tony Abbott being the minister for women.
Yeah, it's kind of got that vibe, doesn't it?
It's absolutely got that vibe.
I can't think of Abbott without thinking about the onion.
Speedos, it's Speedos.
Anything else?
I don't know. Just Australian politicians are wild. And like, we've done some interesting choices over the years.
Yeah, we do focus a lot on the states, don't we? But, you know, our own have their own special, perhaps little more, somewhat more nuanced way of showing their biases.
I think we should just go back to the Holt style of administration, disappear into the ocean.
Yeah. We got all the way up to the 90.
Good on us.
Second, yeah, just shows what happens when you with teamwork.
Make the dream work. Am I right, fellas?
Hey. All right, so Radiothon.
Radiothon.
Please do call 03-9419-8377.
777.
You did it. Now I've got to start again. Do call 039, I'm looking again, 94, I'm going to get very cross, 03-9419-8377. Ah, there we go.
7-7.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, that was enough of a gap. And please donate. And please nominate Queering the Air as your nominated show for said donation.
Please do. We do desire and need it.
Yeah, yeah. Because I just got a message and they clarified that it's actually that we won't be sent to the queer gulag unless we reach our target.
Damn.
Yeah, so that's what it was. Yeah.
Is there something deeper than the gulag that if we, you know, overreach our target, we get to go to?
Not sure.
Got to find out.
I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out. Now, the next one.
You literally can't be a man anymore, can you?
Oh, Pierce.
You can't. It's over.
Give it a rest.
It's over.
Honestly.
Literally, give it a rest, said two women on a desk, haranguing and bullying the only man at the desk.
Really, you're being bullied.
It's over. Pierce, no more boys, no more girls, no more men, no more women. Yeah. It's over. The world is over. We are a gender fluid, gender neutral.
And yet it continues to turn.
Honestly, I feel like Basil Fawlty. Am I the only normal one left here?
Rather strange definition of normal, I think.
I don't think that an actual definition of normal can exist.
Well, if it can't, it certainly doesn't apply to that fellow, if you ask me. In my opinion, it's an opinion, everyone.
It is an opinion.
Yes.
I mean, I think we can coexist.
Can't
men. Women.
Yeah. Oh, didn't you hear the guy? There's nothing left. We don't have men. We don't have women.
Yeah.
We're all gender fluid.
Yeah, you know who's erasing like normative genders? It's Piers Morgan.
Yeah, yeah. And that's who it was. Well spotted. Piers Morgan. For those who do not know, he's a British commentator who was actually thrown off that show, Good Morning Britain, for cracking the sads about something. I can't remember what it was. And now he has a show which is really cleverly called Piers Morgan Uncensored. Yeah, that's what we want.
So donate to us to fight.
Well, exactly. To fight that kind of bigotry. Yeah, exactly. So, that number would be 03-9419-8377. Do not do it. I'm warning you, Atlas.
Could have muted his mic every time.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm going to have to do. 7-7-7. That's all right. That was all right. Okay. So that has been...
This has been...
Queering the Air.
Radiothon. Slay the Bigot.
That's who it's been.
It has. Slay that bigot.
I think that was relatively fun.
It was fun.
Relative to what?
Relative to a poke in the eye with a sharp stick.
I would agree with you there.
I don't know, that could be quite enjoyable.
Yeah, you would like that.
Let's make lots of money. As per the
How do we do that?
The Pet Shop Boys are about to tell us.
Ooh. I do love Pet Boys.
As this is the podcast version, this music is not part of the recording. Yes, that was the Pet Shop Boys with Opportunities, subtitled Let's Make Lots of Money.
That would be nice.
Yes. And the Pet Shop Boys, of course, were gay.
Were what?
They were gay.
Gay?
They were gay people.
Gay.
I did not know that.
And still are.
It's good.
Yes, particularly Neil Tennant, who's the lead singer.
What, like especially gay?
Especially.
How do you become especially gay? What does that look
like? Super gay.
No, I suppose be one of the first people who is openly so as a musician. That'd be one way of doing it.
That's super gay. Mm.
Yeah, super gay. So, next, our next segment is called Hooray or Boo.
And now it's time for...
Queering the Air.
Radiothon. Hooray or Boo.
Radiothon.
Yes, Hooray or Boo.
Both. One of each, please.
Well, let's practice. Hooray!
Hooray!
Boo!
Boo!
Hooray!
Boo!
Cool. Okay, so in Hooray or Boo, of course, I'm going to play snippets of somebody and you decide whether they should be hoorayed or booed. Mm. And then we discuss why.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, so it's a bit of a recognition thing. It's a bit of a, you know, remembering what it is that people have done, be it positive or otherwise, from our perspective, from the queer perspective.
Let's go. Bring it on.
Let's go. Starting now.
Well, I've been clear in relation to there being two sexes and a group of people obviously outside of male and female, a small group, but nonetheless important to recognise, who are intersex or indeterminate. And if you're talking about genders, well, people have a different association. There's a different recognition that people have, and that is an issue for them. I'm not, again, I'm in the Howard mould of not being interested in what's happening in people's bedrooms or not knowing. I've got no interest in people's relationships.
I didn't realise that my genitals only existed in the bedroom.
It's just, talk about confusion between gender and sexuality and the like. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Completely. Like,
this was somebody who wanted to be, prime minister.
Yeah, it does. It does bring me back to some of my early study days when we were told that we don't count intersex people because there's not enough of them.
Yes.
Which is complete bull. Mm. I will end that word there.
Yes.
But yeah, that rings of that to me.
So, hooray or boo?
Hooray.
Oh, God.
Get out, Oscar.
You're a saboteur.
There's anyone in public acknowledging the fact that there is a difference between sex and gender is, I'm pretty pleased about that. But the rest, I want to give a hopeful... Hopeful hooray.
It does sound like a person that, like, maybe with a bit of education could get towards the right track rather than some other people that we've heard today that could not be steered if you, hit them over the head with a bat and drag them.
Yes, well, maybe, but I doubt it myself. I'm going to call it boo.
Boo.
Next is...
It's time for the aesthetics of upwardly mobile feminist respectability to make room for the aesthetics of survival, particularly trans survival. It's time to revise what a feminist looks like, especially if hair, makeup, and nails allow her to get jobs, make friends, or ride the subway home safely at night. It's time to free the femme, because some of us need it. Or just like it, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm boo on the how does hair and makeup keep you safe on the subway at night?
I think it's about freedom to choose.
I'm down makeup with freedom to choose, but what an odd
way
to make that point.
Yeah, an interesting phrasing for sure. But I see it. But it's interesting from my perspective, and probably from yours as well, as trans men.
Yeah.
When I do things that are masculine affirming in public, that makes me feel safer.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I also acknowledge that it is not generally safe to be a woman in public. So maybe being more feminine, like I can see where you're coming from of that not being so much of a safety element. But I guess it's an emotional safety element.
Mm.
Like
in terms of like gender expression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like feeling safe in yourself. Like, totally. Yeah.
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 I think, you can be, there are those that do criticize where, as a trans woman, you can't win. If you don't wear makeup, then, you're not even trying. As soon as you start wearing makeup, you're criticized for getting it wrong.
Oh, I think that's women.
Yeah.
Don't think that's just trans women. I think that's, from my experiences growing up, that's just being a part of the female sex.
I certainly think that that's the case, but I also think that being a trans woman, there is that additional element to it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and then you're being put up against passing, non-passing.
Yeah, exactly.
All of that bull. Again, I won't finish that word. But yes.
So generally on balance, hooray or boo? Any idea who it is?
I have no idea who this is.
She sounds trans.
It's Hari Neff.
Oh, cool.
Yes. Hari Neff. I'm being pointed to something, but I'm not sure what, by our controller. We've got a donation.
Ooh, who is it?
And this, $20 to Queer in the Air for the chicken countdown and for their great program from Inez. Oh,
that's so lovely, Inez. Thank you so much.
Yes. No, we love Inez.
We do. We do. We stan.
We stan Inez.
We stan Inez. United, we stan. Okay, so the next one is...
I was once in a shop in London with my son. He was a little bit younger then, and we took a wrong turn in the toy department, and I was trapped because there was this big group of American young people behind me and a ton of people ahead, and I sort of dragged David behind a bookshelf, and I said, we'll just wait here a moment. We'll just wait here.
What?
I think this is an interesting one, yeah.
This could be so many things that I can't tell what it is. Is this a transgender son that we're trying to protect from a mob? Or is this...
Don't read too much into the message on this one. Just who is it? Would we say yay, hooray, or boo generally?
I don't know. Sounds English. I don't trust the Brits on trans issues.
Well,
so...
No, I think you're steering in the right direction there. Yeah, in that regard.
I'm like, is it JK? Do we have JK finally?
It's JK Rowling.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, that's the funny thing, So it's like there's a sneakiness I find, I think it's telling that someone who is so vocal in the whole culture war space around transgender people in a way that I would I would consider to be exceptionally negative. But yet, three trans people here in the panel couldn't recognize her by voice.
Well, her main medium is Twitter these days, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, exactly, which is a medium where you don't have to be so face-to-face, be it to an interviewer or to a trans person.
Yeah, it's that removal from an actual human being that gives her so much power.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't realize she had a son.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah, she's got kids.
Poor thing. Oh, well. So, from let's do it together. A one, a two, a three, a boo. I agree. All right, next. This one's funny.
And I'm not taking down that tweet or acknowledging that my tweet violated the Twitter rule. Up yours, woke moralists. We'll see who cancels who. Twitter's a rat hole in the final analysis, and I have probably contributed to that while trying to use, understand, and master that horrible, toxic platform.
Because this fellow did absolutely nothing to make that platform toxic. Absolutely not. Who?
No idea.
Well, that's funny, actually. It's Jordan Peterson.
Yes.
Yeah, see, these are the thing is, and I should not be in this boat considering where I'm sitting and what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I avoid most of these people. I'm like, I don't actually care what you've got to say. I care more about fixing the community around me than I do about trying to stop you from spouting nonsense.
Yeah. No, I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's the tricky thing of activism, isn't it? Like, if you take it on and you're fully in the conversation all the time, it just burns you out.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a tricky thing, and it's like, do you attend to all of those horrible people saying all of those horrible things?
Yes.
Or do you shut that out, get it out of here, and do what you can without dying?
Indeed, indeed. So, on that note, 03-9419-8377, waka waka waka, it's 3CR Radiothon.
Radio Mon.
Remember, Radiothon is radio fun.
I really like that.
Sure, Mads.
Thank you. I was practicing it in the mirror. So,
is that what was going on earlier?
Indeed. So, let's not forget that these people are not necessarily entirely negative. Some may even be positive examples. Who is this?
To say that gender is performative is a little different, because for something to be performative means that it produces a series of effects. We act and walk and speak and talk in ways that consolidate an impression of being a man or being a woman.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever heard another human being speak. I can't differentiate any of these voices.
That's funny. It's Judith Butler.
Yes,
Judith Butler, for those who aren't aware, is a postmodernist queer theorist, indeed one of the vanguards that that used postmodernist or postmodern feminist theory to provide, you know, academically and philosophically robust arguments in support of gender as a thing, as opposed to just biological sex, amongst other things.
Mm.
Yeah, very valuable contributor to our community.
Sounds like it. Oh. Very lovely voice, too. Could listen to that for hours.
Yeah, she's a very pleasant human being, I believe.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yes. Next one.
In some of the other churches, the Roman Catholic and Orthodox, it's very difficult to get change. And that is the more surprising because many of the leaders of the church apparently are themselves gay. And if you're a self-hating gay man, well, you're going to be very, very quiet about it. And that's not a good thing.
I don't think you're going to be quiet about it if you're a self-hating gay man. I have met...
Not about that specifically.
Yeah. No.
Just not be quiet, yes.
Yeah.
Quite so. Mm,
I think some of the ones that hate themselves the most are the loudest.
Yes. That's fair. Yes. So this was a Supreme Court... Not Supreme Court. God, I've got America on the brain. Mm. A High Court judge.
Yes.
So not necessarily a radical person, but did do some things for... I think the position of homosexuality here in Australia and human rights.
New positions like doggy or
no. There's nothing new about that.
No,
just basically putting forward the fact that maybe these people are everyday people that should have their human rights granted and accepted.
What a thought!
His name is Michael Kirby.
Oh, Kirby. Michael Kirby.
You heard of Michael Kirby?
Yeah.
We
love Michael Kirby.
High Court judge.
We don't mind Michael Kirby.
No.
Yeah. We are talking about a High Court judge, so you don't want to get too, But, otherwise it won't be radical enough, sweetie.
That's right.
Why do you like Michael Kirby?
Because he says stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's fair.
So insightful, Oscar. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm here for the analysis.
So, Michael Kirby, hooray or boo?
Oh, hooray.
Hooray.
Yeah.
I like your casual hooray. What, repeat it.
Oh, hooray.
Oh, hooray.
Oh, hooray.
Oh, hooray. Yeah. Lovely. Okay. Who is this and...
If somebody wishes to call themselves a different gender from their biological one, then that's their privilege and I'm happy to go along with calling them that. It's a semantic issue whether they really are. I mean, you can define the sex of somebody by their chromosomes, by their genitals, or you can define it by their preference. And so according to one definition, a person may be female. According to another definition, which would be the biological definition, they'd be male, or vice versa. So I don't get worked up about it.
He doesn't get worked up about it.
Yeah, that's called privilege, mate. That's why you're not getting worked up about it. Oh. You've got the privilege of identifying with the societal idea of gender that you were born into. I'm glad. Good for you, mate. But shut up. shut your mouth.
Any idea who it is?
I couldn't even tell what accent they had.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't use they might get offended. He.
It's Oxford Professor Richard Dawkins.
Dawkins indeed.
Yeah.
Dawkins.
And, trying to come up with, a very even-handed notion, I don't mind this and, why that. Then, not much later, starts talking about how he fully supports what J.K. Rowling has to say with regards to the gender insanity. So nicely balanced there.
Oh, I love that. A nice balanced meal of bigotry.
Yes.
Delicious.
Right.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, 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 yum.
This is the same Richard Dawkins who tweeted about dogs 69ing.
What, was he just curious about it? Or?
I think he was just like, look, it's natural. It's natural. I've seen dogs do it.
Oh, my God.
So, I don't know.
So, dude's watching some interesting stuff on the internet by the sound
of
it.
Yeah, has a lot of hobbies, Richard Dawkins.
Or maybe just trying to state a fact as an evolutionist. We'll let the listeners decide. Okay, next.
It is odd and bizarre that I am essentially getting an award for displaying basic human decency in a sort of high-profile way. I feel like...
Yeah.
Do you want to take the first or the last name of that one?
That's Daniel Radcliffe, my boy.
Yay.
You took the whole name? I was going to say half of it.
I'm so sorry, you can still say half of it.
Any idea as to what he was commenting on?
I don't know. He was won many an award.
Yeah.
For being not a douchebag.
Yeah, well, that's basically what he's saying too, yeah.
He's also a Swiss Army man and like, I don't know. I think of him and I think of Swiss Army man and I'm in love.
So like you said, he was just accepting yet another award from a British film academy about just being a decent human being and saying that he supports LGBTIQ+ rights. Yeah.
Mm. Wild.
Yeah, crazy
wild
stuff.
That people get awards for that now. Like, good job.
I think they should get awards because there are so many people who don't think that that is something award-worthy.
Yeah.
Like,
can I have an award just for being trans then?
Totally. Like, it's a public platform. As people who exist on a public platform,
being queer has its own rewards.
And we hope that the rewards today are with Radiothon.
We do. And for that to happen?
You should either call 03-9419-8377, SMS 0488-809-855, visit 3cr.org.au/donate, or drop into the station at 21 Smith Street, Fitzroy, during the week. That's when we're open. We're not open on weekends to the public.
Yeah.
But any of those methods, calling, SMSing, website, or dropping into the station, nominate Queering the Air as the show you would like to put your donate against.
Yes.
That was English.
It was English. I confirm that. Mm-hmm. And we'd also like to thank Clive Bourne for donating $107.
Wow, very Clive, specific. Thank you.
Specific and substantial, yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Very generous.
Yeah. We love your support. Thank you, Clive.
And we also with Lou.
Thank you, Lou.
Thank you, Lou. $30 again. Lovely and generous.
A $30 bottle of wine.
Yes. No less than $300 from Joan Nessel.
Joan, wow.
Thank you, Joan.
Joan, we love you. Virtual hugs across the waves.
Indeed. And another $300 less again from Deborah Homburg.
Deborah.
Thank you very much.
Solidarity with you. We love you.
And Sally Goldner, friend of the show and, you know, compare of Out of the Pan.
Yep. And often seen at the gay stuff markets. I saw her there a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. And they've donated a sweet amount of $5. Thank you very much, Sally.
That's very lovely of you during Radiothon to donate to another show. It really is. We appreciate it hugely. Yeah.
We haven't done it yet.
Well, I guess that's what we're doing after the show then.
Well, I think we're going to have to now.
Yeah, as we should.
No. Okay, so that has... Well, no, we've still got one more, actually. One more,
cool.
Kind of do exactly what feels right to you. I think that's sort of what has always... that's sort of been my MO, is just like if I really, really like it. I think people are really smart, and so I think they can feel when something is real, and they can feel when something is genuine and authentic and like honest. And so I think like the first step is just being honest with yourself, and then allowing yourself to kind of like explore that. And
I can't tell when something's authentic.
You can't?
No, my radar's broken, I'm afraid.
Yes, right. Mm. Can you tell when you're authentic?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
I think he just answered that. His radar's broken.
It's all off.
Well, I think, you know, knowing the difference between authenticity and performance is difficult anyway.
Very much in reality. So.
Yeah.
Mm. No idea who that was, though. Obviously Australian.
Yes, it was Troy Sivan.
What a nice name, Troy Sivan.
He's a pop fellow, sings poppy songs.
Is he a gay fellow on the radio? Or a trans fellow?
He is certainly a gay fellow. Mm. I think he's a gay fellow, not a trans fellow.
Mm.
But my
gay
fellows
get
Troy.
More into trans fellows, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. And that was Troy saying what he would say to a young Troy.
Aww.
Yeah. It's very cute.
What would you say to a young Madison?
Get on with it!
Okay. And you.
Shut up.
Oh, this is so bleak.
Shut up, Madison. Stop being so stupid. Like that, you know.
Maybe, like, don't eat that dirt. Like,
lovely little peek into both of your psyches. Oh my goodness.
Oscar, on the other hand, had a rather idyllic childhood, did you not?
I wouldn't say that, but I would hang out with little me. Like, we would have a great time.
And what would you say?
Hey, buddy, do you want to go to the park? You want a little ice cream? None of this yelling.
That's
Eat
lovely.
Dirt. Eat dirt, young Oscar. You do you.
That's lovely. Oh, so this has been.
This has been.
This has been.
Queering the Air.
Queering the Air.
Radiothon. Hooray.
Hooray.
Yes. Yes, it has been, has it not?
Has it?
It has.
Are you sure?
Yes, it has. Certain. It has been queering the air.
Okay.
And so, yeah, how about that? There's all sorts of strange little ideas out there, isn't there, as to what we are and what we're about. And I think that it's been a little cathartic for us to counter some of it.
Mm.
Yes.
And just to hear Daniel Radcliffe's voice, because any day, blame me that man.
Need a little bit of hope in the form of Radcliffe.
And now we know how JK sounds, just in case.
Yeah.
She just sounds like some mum.
Yeah, I know. It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, human beings just sounding like human beings.
Yeah, it's almost creepy,
that's
really.
Weird.
So strange.
Yes. Any thoughts as to what we have learned before we wrap up?
I have learned that I can't differentiate voices very well.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe some sensory processing.
Maybe.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
I wonder. Huh. Yeah.
Oh, well, you participated.
I did.
Gold star.
Go Oscar.
That's what I would tell young me.
And you know what you've won, Oscar? Mm-hmm. You've won the chance to donate to 3CR at 0394198377. We look forward to seeing your donation, Oscar.
Thank you.
And on that note, this has been Queering the Air, broadcast on 3CR Radical Radio, on 855 on your AM radio dial, and digitally streamed on 3cr.org.au/streaming. Next up, Salaam Radio Show. Thank you for all those who've shown their support today through their donations, and may the donations now flow for the Salaam Radio Show.
Yes, donate to Salaam.
That rhymed.
It did.
And this is Jam, the Jam rather, with Pretty Green, another money-based ditty.
Based.
As this is the podcast version, this music is not part of the recording.